Hello. Very quickly, I want to tell you about 86b.org, a website I made to give my work a home because I was a bit tired of leaving it out in the rain. At 86b.org, you can find all the normal 86b content, but also a lot of other things that I like to work on that doesn't really work in audio form. So yeah, that's 86b.org, 86b.org. Thank you for listening, and I really hope you enjoy this episode. Around the gambling table, under candlelit night, sat a man so committed to his craft that he wished not leave the cards for his meals. His name was John Montagu, and he was the 4th Earl of Sandwich. When his stomach began to growl with disapproval of his habits, he would request his servants bring him a simple meal, a slab of meat tucked in between two slices of bread. Able to hold in one hand while his other adorned kings and queens, Sandwich's creation became popular around the table as his fellow aristocrats asked for the same as Sandwich. Mr. Sandwich wasn't aware of the legend his culinary creation would become, and he certainly wasn't aware that what he held in his hand was powered by nuclear fusion in the heart of a 5 billion year old star. The core of the sun is like TV static, or pins and needles. It is a chaotic blur of subatomic particles screaming around and colliding with each other. When the particles collide, they undergo a process called nuclear fusion, which is when they combine into a larger particle and release a whole bunch of energy as a result. This happens trillions of times every single second in the core of the sun, in a big chain reaction of particles slamming into other particles. The energy released in these reactions comes in the form of photons, which is what light is. And once they're ejected, the photons move their way from the core to the outside of the sun, and then begin screaming through space. Once in space, the photons travel at, well, light speed, the fastest speed that anything in the universe can travel. Even at such velocity, it takes the light 8 minutes to reach Earth, the planet which relies entirely on these little particles of light created via nuclear fusion. Almost all plants use photosynthesis to turn sunlight into energy. Inside these plants are little factories that use captured sunlight to power production that turns water and carbon dioxide into energy and oxygen. Every little bit of sunlight is used, except for the green light, which is why these plants are green. It's the only bit left over. When wheat seeds begin to grow, they telescope a stem out of the ground looking for sunlight. Blades of leaves then shoot out to the side and increase the amount of surface area available to capture sunlight, like little organic solar panels. When it's time to start producing grain, the wheat ejects a little flag leaf, which is bigger and better at creating energy than the other leaves. This helps the plant produce extra energy to create its fruit, which is its grain. When ready for harvest, the green plant shimmers into the golden, feathery crop we know it as. Grain harvested from wheat can be grounded up into a fine powder, which we know as flour. Flour can then be mixed with water and often yeast to create a thick, malleable paste, which can be cooked to turn the paste into a hardened crust encasing a fluffy inside. Humans have been doing this for over 30,000 years, so It's pretty surprising it took so long for John Montagu, the 4th Earl of Sandwich, to come up with his creation. Speaking of, we need something to put in our sandwich, otherwise it's just some bread. Of course, via photosynthesis, we can get a whole variety of plants, like tomatoes or lettuce or cucumber. But if we would like some meat, then again, we turn to the plants. Animals that eat plants are called herbivores, and animals that eat herbivores are called carnivores. The ones that eat both are called omnivores. This process happens in the ocean too. The base of the food chain is made up of tiny little light harvesters called phytoplankton. These tiny spectral factories linger in the top of the ocean where sunlight still pierces the water. They are eaten then by bigger plankton called zooplankton, who are then themselves eaten by a whole variety of creatures who are then eaten too, and so on. The point I'm getting at here is that all food, whether it be plants, bread, or fish, is traceable back to the immense energy created in the sun's core from nuclear fusion. But I hear you thinking in a rather large font size, we cheated here, because many foods, like bread, for instance, are cooked, which means there is some energy going in that isn't from the sun, which sadly means we are not entirely nuclear powered. Your protest, dear friend, is quite a good one. However, the fuel used to cook food is also nuclear powered. Allow me to explain. Of course, you could cook on a fire using the heat from the flame. Wood is a great fuel for fires, which is made by trees, which are photosynthetic. So, that counts. But in the 21st century, we have a whole lot of other fuel sources we use often for electricity and for fire. Coal, for example, doesn't grow on plants, nor does it eat plants. But coal is a fossil fuel, just like oil and gas, which means it is formed from dead plant matter. You see, during various periods of Earth's history, dense forests stretched far and wide in low-lying wetlands. Plants would die and be smothered in acidic water or mud, protecting them from degradation and turning the dead matter into a substance called peat. The peat is then buried by sediment from rivers, landslides, or from the swamp lying on top. Over the next million years, the buried peat is subject to extreme heat and pressure due to being buried deep in the earth. This causes the peat to turn into coal. A very similar process occurs for the formation of oil and gas. Therefore, we can say that fossil fuels, just like plants, animals, bread, and humans, are nuclear powered. But I hear you thinking again in an even bigger font than before. We have some new energy sources other than fossil fuels. Your protest, once again, dear friend, is a good one. Obviously, solar power is still nuclear powered, but we also have wind farms and hydropower. Surely, there is no way that those are also powered by the sun. Well, indeed they are. Let's start with wind. Heat from the sun warms up air within Earth's atmosphere. When air warms up, it gets less dense, causing it to rise and causing a decrease in pressure. Air flows from high pressure to low pressure, so new air flows into the low pressure area, and as it does this, it rushes over the land, and that is what we feel as wind. Therefore, Because this process is driven by uneven heating caused by the sun, we can say that wind, too, is nuclear-powered. For a very similar reason, hydropower is also made possible by the sun. Hydropower is created by damming up rivers and using the flow of the river to turn big turbines as the water flows downstream. Now, rivers can only exist because of evaporation. If water never heated, evaporating into a gas and floating into the atmosphere to then rematerialize as water, then there would be no rain or snow, and hence nothing to fall on the mountains to replenish rivers at their source. This means that rivers, and by extension, hydropowered dams, are also powered by nuclear fusion. So, it all starts in the core of the sun. A flurry of trillions of subatomic particles smashing into each other, releasing energy as they do so. This energy, in the form of light, travels into space, a small portion of which reaches Earth. There it generates wind, evaporates water, and is harvested by a planet stockful of tiny little factories, using the light as fuel to turn water and carbon dioxide into oxygen and energy so they can grow. These green machines are then eaten or decomposed, both of which fates go on to power other organisms who share this rocky planet with them. So whatever it is you do today, whether it's doing your laundry, reading a book, or making a sandwich while you play cards with your mates, I hope you think about the sun and realize that everything you do and everyone you know, including yourself, is powered by nuclear fusion.